De acuerdo.
Yes, fine. I'll try to answer your question then. In Ecuador, we've got two large companies at the moment, and I can tell you that the risks are very different according to the scale. At the outset, the companies have transactional level risks. They're linked to the other entities they're dealing with, and there are risks concerning avoidance of the tax base. And so it's the financial offices which are responsible at the time when the investment occurs. So what we have to look at when we look at the investment ratios, then the government has to look at the investment contracts. At the start, when we're going through all the checks, we're not identifying necessarily the whole magnitude of these companies. They have a great potential for high levels of return over time. So at the start, the government doesn't realize this because there are tax benefits which are granted in order to encourage the investors to make that investment. So over time, you have to assess and revise those contracts so that you can reassess the economic impact at medium term. This is because the companies are gaining significant benefits over a longer period. Now, the risks with small and medium-sized enterprises are quite different. There's the risk of illegal mining. There are companies that are established 1 year and then they disappear the next. And obviously, this means that the tax authorities face a real need to assess these companies over time. They have to see what the current situation is. So I think that many tax authorities around the world face the challenge, the same challenge. Firstly, they need to identify the traceability and they have to see who's taking part in the minerals value chain. They have to have a clear understanding as to how the industry works and what are the most powerful tools for monitoring these activities. You can't just have tax or economic officials. We also need to empower other participants so that we can properly identify the matrix of this industry. It's powerful and it's going to grow over time. So we need to have an interinstitutional framework of cooperation. We need the monitoring authorities, not just the tax authorities, but we also need to have the customs agency involved and other institutions. In Ecuador, we would have the Environmental Crimes Police, for example, and the aim would be to for each entity to regulate its area, and we must have simultaneous control in each of these fields. Now, it's quite difficult for a country to do this. You can imagine the impact that these operations have in a region, but it's very important to have the interaction between all of the stakeholders, all of the institutions, so that they can take the appropriate tax policy decisions. One of the tax authorities' tasks is to identify any irregularities. That's important so that we can act in real time. And at the same time, the tax rules are clear. So tax policy is a powerful tool, and it can be used by governments to encourage the extractive industry, provided there are three conditions. Firstly, we needed coordinated management, and we need to be responsible and transparent so that there are clear tax rules which will allow sustainable long-term development without disregarding a sustainable tax revenue. And we also need to look at the social, environmental